This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Paul Lindsay, spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's the organization dedicated to electing as many Republicans to the House of Representatives as possible. One target Democrat that's definitely on their screen today is North Carolina Congressman Bob Etheridge, who's been in Congress for a long time, but is now the subject of a lot of scrutiny as a result of him being caught on camera by a couple of collegiate journalists grabbing them and yelling at them, including grabbing them on the arm and around the neck. Etheridge has apologized, but what will the fallout be? And Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you.
Prior to this story, how high on your radar screen was Bob Etheridge in that seat in the 2nd District in North Carolina?
Well, look, I mean, what we've said all along this cycle, especially in the wake of wins in New Jersey and Massachusetts and Virginia in the midterm, that, you know, no Democrat is safe throughout this country. And, you know, obviously this is a race that was high on a lot of radar screens, but certainly one that has gotten a lot of national notoriety today.
How big of a difference do you think this story will make as the campaign goes forward?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's very clear from the video that, you know, Congressman Etheridge completely lost control. You know, his conduct was unbecoming of a member of Congress. But, you know, what else has been unbecoming of his conduct throughout the past few years has been his joining his party leadership in an agenda that is clearly not in line with what the American people want right now. So I think, you know, this assault on a college student, which is completely inexcusable, is also emblematic of the disdain that Democrats have for regular Americans who simply want to ask some questions.
What are some other examples of that?
Well, I think you saw it a lot last August with the town halls that took place throughout the country, where Democrats were put on record for the voting records that they were wrapping up in Washington. And the American people rightfully showed their outrage at what they were seeing from their elected representatives in Washington. And it got to the point, you know, where over this Memorial Day recess, Democrats were completely nowhere to be found in their districts. Now they've gotten to the point where they don't even want to talk to their constituents anymore and have continued to ignore their concerns throughout the past year. So I think what you're seeing is a response to that. This is kind of emblematic of how Democrats have treated the American people from the very beginning.
What can you tell our listeners about the Republican nominee in that district? Who is he? What does he bring to the table?
Well, the Republican nominee is Renee Elmers. You know, she certainly is going to be getting a lot more attention now. It's just one case of how a race can certainly get a lot of attention, and this one certainly will in the coming days.
How ugly do you expect this campaign season to get? We've obviously seen a lot of targeting of certain candidates. The woman who's likely to be the Republican nominee for governor in South Carolina has certainly absorbed a lot. We've seen Harry Reid open with double barrels on the Senate nominee out in Nevada, and obviously it goes both directions, but how contentious do you expect this season to get?
Well, I think it will certainly get contentious from Democrats, and all of our candidates, whether they are running for re-election or whether they are challenging Democrats, are well aware that Democrats are going to pull out all the stops they can in order to try to continue to hold the reins of power in government. And unfortunately, this is a very toxic political environment for Democrats. You know, they face an uphill battle against a lot of very, very good Republican challengers out there. Our candidates are going to be working hard, doing the best they can, but they're well aware that Democrats are going to throw everything they can at them in the hopes of continuing to hold power.
Paul, I don't know if it's a factor in North Carolina's 2nd District, but I know an issue that you've been dealing with, the NRSC and some others have been dealing with, of course, is the Tea Party, whether they'll get behind the candidates backed by the quote-unquote establishment, which I guess would be you guys when it comes to House races. What are you seeing in terms of working in cooperation with them or more in terms of trying to win, perhaps despite their aversions to certain candidates?
Any successful candidate needs to do a good job of reaching out to every constituency in his or her district. And, you know, the Tea Party activists have a very important message that candidates should listen to. And it's one that is resonating not only with members who are self-proclaimed members of the Tea Party, but with average Americans. And that is that spending in Washington has gotten out of control. And the big government agenda that Democrats are pursuing here is one that the American people don't want. and they're going to be expressing that between now and Election Day.
We're talking with Paul Lindsay of the NRCC. And, Paul, obviously a lot of these members of Congress who are hoping to hold on to their seats as Democrats would consider themselves moderates. I believe at certain times Congressman Etheridge has said so. Do you believe that if someone has voted for the stimulus and voted for the health care plan that they can credibly consider themselves a moderate?
I don't think you can anymore. I mean, clearly these are two bills. If you're claiming yourself to be a fiscal conservative and voted for either of those two bills, you clearly are trying to sell something over to your voters. And frankly, voters right now aren't buying it. You're talking about a $1 trillion stimulus bill that is yet to create the jobs that were promised, and a $1 trillion health care bill that is, frankly, a job killer for small businesses throughout this country. Not only are there no net benefits for average middle-class families, It also is going to hurt a lot of Democrats politically, and I think that's what you're going to see between now and November 2nd.
Well, let's wrap up where we started here, and that's the story of Congressman Etheridge and his altercation with these student reporters. You mentioned that no Democrat seat is safe and that he's been on the radar screen for some time. In the end, do you think this becomes a major issue or a minor issue when voters head to the polls in a few months?
I think it's certainly an issue that voters are going to remember, and I think it's going to be one where we'll also remind them of the disdain that Democrats are showing for average middle-class families throughout the country.
Paul, unfortunately, we need to run. Thank you very much for being with us.
Great. Thank you so much, Greg.
Paul Lindsay is a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.